going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now there's this from Diana Russini, who's on our Mount Rushmore of NFL insiders. The Steelers have been receiving calls about the availability of wide receiver George Pickens, per sources. Pittsburgh is open to conversations as it navigates Friday night without a second round pick. So they are open for business. People are calling and they are saying, yes, we will trade him if the price is right. Now, what is that price? What do Steelers fans want that price to be? PM team Twitter polls posted today. Should the Steelers trade George Pickens for a third round pick? 77.5% of our listeners say no, they shouldn't. Should the Steelers trade George Pickens for a second round pick? 51% of our listeners say no. So, either way, any way you slice it, the majority of the people who I would say call themselves Steelers fans and listen to our show are coming from a place where they would not trade him for any pick tonight.
I'm perplexed by that.
So am I.
What do they think? If you're answering no, because I clicked yes on both of them just to have myself on the record.
Donnie, how about you? How did you answer those two questions? Second for Georgie Boy, third for Georgie Porgy.
Second, absolutely. Third, it would have to be one of those early thirds.
Pick 80.
Let's say it's right smack dab in the middle of the third round.
Which is roughly pick, what, like 77?
Five, let's 70, say.
Yeah, sure.
Nice round number, 75.
Yeah, so then that would give you, so you'd have 75 and then 83.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd go yes on that.
Okay. To the people saying no to both specifically, I guess I can understand, even though I disagree with, because I said it quickly, Donnie at least thinking about the third round pick 75. If you're saying no to both, exactly what do you think is going to happen this year with George Pickens and the
412-928-9370. We'll open up the phone lines and let you call in on that, and the best call is going to win two tickets to see the Pirates play the Padres May 3rd at PNC Park at 405, where the first 20,000 fans are going to take home an 80s themed Pirates t-shirt. It's actually Lido Shuffle themed. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I thought it was going to be Lido Shepherd themed.
Did the Lido Shuffle come out in the 80s, or is that a 70s song? Did I already get that?
Something tells
wrong?
Me that's a 70s.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I actually am going to, just without knowing it, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's early 80s. Nope, 77.
So who would be like a band or a song from the 80s that would have worked better there?
To get a...
like the band Europe, were they around in the 80s? When the final,
one of those hair bands.
When the Final Countdown came out, was that in the 80s?
I'm pretty sure that was 80s.
It sounds like an 80s tune.
What year do you guys want to guess?
I'm going to say 1984.
Donnie?
I was going to go 85.
86.
Damn.
Price is Right rules, baby.
F you.
What country does the band Europe hail from?
Sweden.
He nailed it.
Let's go.
Those are big Scandinavian boys.
All right, so you were saying for the people that
What do you expect to happen if you said no to both of Pony's poll questions? Would you trade George Pickens for a second? No. Would you trade George Pickens for a third? No. What I ask of you, do you expect to happen with George Pickens if he's on this roster this year? You are presumably, if you are voting on our poll questions, you are an avid follower of us and listener of us. So you know what we talk about and how we've talked about Pickens and what you've seen Pickens do. I just want to know what people think is going to like transpire here.
He's already unfollowing them.
He's going to be on the street. He never followed them, apparently. He just took all their stuff out of his profile, like all the references to what he does for a living and who he does it for. What
is that worse?
It's the same passive-aggressive Gen Z stuff.
Okay.
What exactly do people think is going to be the play out here? He just says, you know what, I've got to put up or shut up, and I'll put up numbers, and then if they love me, they have to tag me or give me a new deal. Do you really think that this guy is going to just be happy with the current state of affairs? They just traded for and signed a guy to an extension who's just a bigger, stronger version of me. Okay? They don't have a contract in the works for me. And I can't use my other piece of leverage that the first 3 years of my career I could, which is, who else are you going to throw it to? I'm the only really good receiver on this roster.
And I don't think it's out of the question that even if a trade doesn't happen for him, that they take a wide receiver with the 83rd pick. And how does he react to that? Because his agent might tell him, well, they're going to be grooming this guy to take your job after this year. So I just think all the way around, it's messy. And he's going to make it more complicated than it is. And I don't see him having, like, I'm not saying that this guy played great, but I don't think he's going to have the Najee Harris attitude of, I'm just going to put my head down and play and then, you know, go to greener pastures next year. By the way, his greener pastures is a place that drafted a running back in the first round last night.
Najee moving to fullback. Is he going to be a lead blocker? Are they going to use the full house backfield for Maryland?
The humor of that was not lost on me, that Omari and Hampton went to the Chargers. Crowley tweeted 7 hours ago of trading Pickens, and he'll have our draft night coverage with Donnie and Dorn tonight. If trading Pickens gets the Steelers into a spot to get Shedeur Sanders, then they should do it. Jason Mackey, who basically is on the air 24/7 here now, tweeted,
he was in the building getting ready for a show later tonight while I was here at like 11:15.
Tweeted back to Crowley, Adam Crowley a pony? At Andrew Phil a Crowley? ?
He's got jokes. Andrew Philia Crowley.
What? So he's accused. What is he doing there? He's trying
because
to make
you're it. A Sanders buff. So I guess he's just.
I don't. It seems like he's mad that Adam has a strong opinion on something, or he's making fun of him for it by trying to twist his name into mine.
Or just saying that because you were a Sanders fan and Crowley's a Sanders fan that you're...
But I wasn't even a big... I started to get off the Sanders boat.
If Sanders was
just
a stock,
nick of time.
If Sanders was a stock, you had a very,
right time,
you had a very heavy Sanders position that you moved off of late, right? Some are arguing that there's insider trading going on, that you dumped all your stock before the value plummeted.
I don't think it's like one of these like... If Jason's trying to make fun of me for having like, oh, he has these extreme like opinions, like these hot take opinions, how is it something that shows up on like Skip Bayless's podcast to say that it's a good idea for the Steelers to try to trade George Pickens for a second round pick? I would think among rational, reasonable Steelers fans who've watched George Pickens for 3 years, that would be an entirely reasonable thing to say. And by the way, like, they're clearly, not that the Steelers get everything right because they don't, but they're obviously thinking somewhat like me here, because they're contemplating trading him. If you look at what's been reported in the last few days by multiple people. Oh, I don't believe Diana Rossini. Well, how about Jordan Schultz? Well, I don't believe in him either because his dad owns Starbucks and he only has this job because he's a multimillionaire.
Pittsburgh's
all right, well,
a Duncan.
Well, how about Schefter? Like, all these people are trying to tell us the same thing, that there is a price for George Pickens. Everybody has a price, Ted DiBiase once said, and it's out there. And they're exploring it and they're looking into it. And they should.
It's a ticking time bomb. It's asset management. I think fans are more savvy to like the concept of how assets, you know, players as assets to be managed. And I know that sounds cold and bloodless, but I just think more people are hip to that than they were 5, 10, 15 years ago. People understand he's not coming back here, that if you have a chance to flip him, that that's how good teams operate. They don't operate emotionally about we want to get the most out of this guy. Mark tweeted in, you asked Chris what would what could happen with George. I asked what people think will happen. Who knows, but he has the talent of an all-pro if unlocked. Plus, at the very least, you'd get a comp pick at the end of the year if he walks.
That's
so
not even close to a guarantee.
I know it's not. Let me finish. Because you'll still get a similar payoff if he walks after the year. Not a guarantee. You don't. We all know he's got a talent of an all-pro if unlocked. I'm sick of waiting for it to be unlocked. They've tried every key on the ring. There isn't one. There isn't a skeleton key that gets this guy to just say, I'm going to ball out, I'm going to be the best receiver I can be, let the chips fall where they may.
He hasn't acted and behaved like T. Higgins at all, where he's fine being the Robin to Chase's Batman, and even before he was getting paid, did not have the diva bone in his body.
To be fair, he's never been in a position to be the Robin, because he's always been the Batman by default, talent-wise.
True.
On this roster.
But I'm saying, like, Higgins has always been a good soldier there. So the fact that he didn't have a personality change negatively is not a total surprise. This guy has been a divisive player for the Steelers ever since he's been here. And people think like this season, he's going to have this complete 180 that's going to occur and he's going to like buy in and he's going to be ready to do whatever it takes and make sacrifices because in the end, he's going to get paid. Yeah, you could tell him that till he's blue in the face. But I just have a hard time believing that he's actually going to like have the light bulb come on and go along with it. That's why I'm with Rossini here. This, to me, is the biggest story of the Steelers draft tonight.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.